Hi, good evening. Good evening, and God bless you. Welcome to Love in Action and 10 Minutes for God. Just 10 Minutes for God is a scripture reading and some short encouragement along with that scripture. So we pray that this blesses you. I'll just go ahead and pray right now. Daddy God, we come to you in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, for this time together. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are with us. And we ask you to continue to be with us throughout this episode. We give this time to you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, you guys, our scripture for tonight is Philippians 4:6. Now, I'm going to read it to you. If you have your Bibles, you can go ahead and look that up a while. That's Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. And it reads this way. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And a lot of us have heard this scripture before, but maybe some of us haven't heard it before. So let's talk about this a little bit. The first point I'd like to bring to your attention is we're not supposed to be anxious about the things of this present life. Now, granted, there's a lot going on in this present life right now. The whole COVID thing, maybe you're in financial distress, maybe you've lost your job because of COVID, or just maybe things are tight. Maybe you're dealing with you or someone that you love has a sickness or is going through something. There's lots of things that want to steal our peace, and we want to be anxious and fearful about things. But the Lord clearly tells us here that we're not supposed to be anxious for anything, but instead be careful to come in prayer and supplication and let our request be made known to God. So I would encourage you, let the peace of God rule in your heart. He's got you. This is the God of the universe we're talking about. And if he can create the universe and keep everything in line, he certainly can help you and help keep you at peace. So don't worry about things. Don't stress out. You want to pay attention to things, but you don't need to stress out. The second point we'd like to make is have such confidence in God as to free your mind from anxiety and have such a sense of dependence on God, on him, as to keep calm. And, you know, this takes a, it sounds simple, but it's a little tough sometimes. Okay, Connie, have confidence in God and to free up your mind from anxiety. Well, if we have a trust in God, that means that we have confidence and we can rely on him. God has proven himself over and over and over and over again. He is a faithful God, and he does what he says he's going to do, and he loves you incredibly. There's nothing God does not want to do for you. He loves you. He loves you. So have a confidence in God. And, you know, really, that just comes from spending more time with him, and the more you're with him, the more you go, oh, my goodness, God, you did that, you did that, and you begin to have a confidence in the word of God. And then you begin to depend on him. So then when the attacks come, which they will come, it's, the Bible says no weapon formed against you will prosper. So the weapons come, the attacks come. But because your mind is stayed on God, you have a confidence in him and you depend on him. And then it's like, God, you got this. And then you can be calm and we don't freak out. We don't, our mind doesn't run in 50 different directions and try to figure everything out and worry about everything. God's got you. God's got you. And the third point we'd like to make is God alone can help you. He's inclined and willing to do it, but you must ask by prayer and supplication. Without this, he's not promised to help you. So let's look at this. It says, but by prayer It says, but in everything, everything, you guys, by prayer and supplication. In other words, talking to God, asking him, Lord, this is what's going on. I need your help. But with thanksgiving. But I thank you, God, you got this. It says, let your request be made known unto God. So that means you need to spend a little time with God. And you need to speak to God. Okay, Lord God, I have this bill coming up. And I don't have the money right now. I got a paycheck coming. So I know I can get part of it, but Lord, I need your help. So Lord, I just come to you and I thank you, God, that you're the way maker, God. You're going to make a way. Something along those lines, just use your own words and talk to God and just give it to him. You know, the Lord told me a long time ago, when I come to him with my prayer request, leave it with him and trust him that he's going to take care of it and that he's going to handle it. You know, you can kind of think of it this way. If a child comes to you with a broken toy and they say, here, fix it, and you begin to work on it and fix it, but maybe they get frustrated or anxious and they back from you and you haven't even finished fixing it. We can be like that with our prayer requests with God sometimes. When you come to God and make your request known to him, in other words, just tell him what you need. Ask him for it, ask him to help you, and then trust him and depend on him that he is going to take care of it for you. So let's just go over this again a little bit. Be careful for nothing. This is Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. So listen, yes, God knows everything, but he wants you to come to him and tell him things. Just like a child, you want your child to come to you and talk to you and tell you things, right? God is the same way. So I just want to encourage you. This 10 Minutes for God is being brought to you by a nonprofit called Love in Action. And Love in Action is dedicated to helping people locally and globally through spiritual, medical, scholastic, financial, and other means. We make a dramatic difference in their lives. If you need to get a hold of us, please feel free to do so. You can email us at loveinactioninc@gmail.com. And that's loveinactioninc@gmail.com. So I hope that this has been a blessing to you. We're going to be here every Sunday night at 8:30, just spending 10 minutes for God. So again, tonight's scripture is Philippians 4:6. So I'd like to go ahead and pray for you, if I may. Well, Lord God, you sure are a faithful God. Thank you, Lord, that you want us to actually come to you and speak to you, Lord God. We praise you for that. We thank you, Lord, that you're a God who loves us, who takes good care of us, and who answers our prayers. So we thank you, Lord. We give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor in the precious and amazing and strong name of Jesus, the name above all names. Well, we're done with the 10 minutes for God. So I want to tell you a little bit more about Love in Action. We do a number of different things. First of all, we preach the gospel of Jesus Christ in person, over the internet, in the airwaves, in print. We have a mobile app. If you're interested in getting our mobile app, get a hold of us, like I said, at our email of loveinactioninc@gmail.com. So anyway, we get the word of God out. We also disciple new believers. It's not like, okay, come to Jesus, now you're on your own. We help folks out. We also distribute Bibles. If you need a Bible or you know someone who does, get a hold of us. We'll help you out. We'll take care of that for you. Also, we have a heart for hurting women. We have a Breaking Free ministry to help women get from their place of stress and from all the things that they have been through, and bring them through a number of steps till they realize that they are free from guilt and shame, and they're filled with God, and they're living a victorious life. We have something called the Dictionary Project, where we get dictionaries into third graders and to their teachers. And that's a pretty cool thing. I know they can use Google, but we think it's important that they know how to use a dictionary. We also have a chaplain program and a junior chaplain program. So if you are interested in any of this, if we can get your Bible, if you need prayer, please get a hold of us at Love in Action. And the email again is loveinactioninc@gmail.com. Alrighty, you guys. God bless you. And I look forward to seeing you and speaking with you next Sunday night at 8:30 Pacific time. God bless you.